Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The truth is, all things are possible to him or her that believes. And the greater one is inside you. And he's greater than anything in this world that can come against you. That includes cancer, AIDS, is that right? Blood disease, heart failure. Makes no difference. Is God bigger than that? Come on, is God bigger? He's bigger than that. And it can change. I've seen it. Seen it both ways. But looking back now, in the cases where you didn't see the results, it's exactly like Brother Hagin said. The whine never left their voice. Well, we're believing the best we know how. Y'all keep praying. There's no victory in that. Come on, anybody know what I'm talking about? Even if they quoted scriptures, it's a defeat note. Can you hear it? There's a complaining, a weakness, a defeat. You see this throughout the scriptures. Let me read this again. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. I'd like to give you three examples. Go with me to Genesis 37. This will get in your spirit. It'll knock the doubt out of you. It'll expel the fear. It'll displace the feel sorry for me and get some victory up in you. It changed the way you look, changed the way you talk, changed the way you walk, changed the way you live. Live, live, not die, live, live. Didn't the psalmist say, I shall not die, but live and declare the works, the glory of God. God doesn't get glory out of you and me leaving early, dying young, dying wrong. We need to run our full race. That's right. Finish our full course with joy. Joy means strength. That means you don't drag across the finish line. You hit it. You're not doing this. Oh, God, if I could just make it. No, no, you hit it full stride. Boom. Next thing you get to hear, well done. Somebody say, so be it, so be it, so be it, so be it. It's not based on who knows the most.
That's right.
Or who prays the most. You know, you can pray in unbelief. Or who quotes the most scriptures. It's the spirit of faith, which is the spirit of victory. Victory. Glory to God. Brother Hagin himself, the one who said that when he was 16, he said he believed what the Lord told him about his faith making him whole, but he's laying there paralyzed. And he said at one point he told the Lord, he said, Lord, I believe. I believe. You know, basically, why isn't this working? And he got mad. You know, he gets old laying in the bed paralyzed. And he got mad and he said, Lord, if you yourself came down here and looked me in the eye and said, your problem is you don't believe, I'd say, that's wrong. Actually, he said, you're lying about it. That's a strong thing. I don't recommend you say that. I do believe. He said when he said it, the Spirit of God spoke to him and said, you do as far as you know. You do believe as far as you know. But his understanding of faith was very imperfect. Faith has to be acted on. And so, not long after that, he submitted to the Lord, you know. Not long after that, one morning, Spirit of God spoke to him and said, now you believe you're well. Because he had said, I believe I received my healing. Thank you, Lord. I believe I received. He said, I got to believe I've got it now while I'm still laying here bedfast. I believe I received my healing. He said, now you believe you're well. He said, I sure do. He said, well, it's 10 o'clock. Well, people ought to be up. And he saw it. And he said he slid his, he pushed his legs, paralyzed legs, off the side of the bed. He said they fell down and hit the floor like clumps of firewood. He reached up and grabbed a hold of the part of the frame of the bed and pulled himself up. And he said he slid down, you know, his knees were touching the floor, weak, paralyzed. And he said, I believe that I receive my healing. He wanted to announce to the Lord and any devils that could hear and everybody that he said, as he was saying that, something struck him in the top of the head. He said it felt like warm, hot honey flowed all over his head, all over his chest. And when it got to his legs, they began to sting. Well, he didn't have any feelings in them. They began to sting like there was thousands of pins in them. He said it hurt so bad, but it felt so good. And in just a few moments, he's standing there on his own power, praising God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, see, instead of feeling sorry for yourself and crying like he had been doing, or even being mad at the Lord, can you hear the difference in that tone? I believe I receive my healing. Hallelujah. I want to announce before God and all the angels and every devil that can hear, I'm healed. I believe I'm healed. I receive my... Is there defeat in that? That's not feel sorry for me. That's victory. Oh, somebody say glory to God. Well, why'd that happen then? Why not months before or years before? Did God just get ready to do it then? No. It happened according to his faith. In Genesis 37, this is the story of Jacob. And Jacob's one of the patriarchs. And he exhibited some faith in some things, but a lot of things, he was a whiner. And I want you to hear it so that the Bible gives us some examples of what to do and examples of what not to do. When Joseph was sold by his brothers and they took that special coat that his dad gave him and tore it up and poured blood on it and came and told him, look, we found this. We don't know what happened. Something must have got him. Some wild beast. Genesis 37, 33, when he, Jacob, knew it, he said, it's my son's coat. An evil beast has devoured him. Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces, without a doubt. He's going solely by what he sees, isn't he? Walking completely by sight. He saw a bloody coat. So that means without a doubt, Joseph is dead. Is Joseph dead? No, he ain't dead. But as far as his daddy's concerned, without a doubt. Jacob rent his clothes, put on sackcloth on his loins, mourned for his son many days. His sons and his daughters rose up to comfort him. He refused to be comforted. He said, I'll go down to the grave until my son mourning. Is that victory? No, that's defeat. And 42, Genesis 42, 36, later, when one of the other brothers was detained, Jacob, their father, said to them, Genesis 42, 36, me you've bereaved of my children. Joseph is not, Simeon is not, and you're going to take Benjamin away? All these things are against me. Or as another translation says, everything is against me. This is the opposite of the spirit of victory, the spirit of faith. Everything's against me. If you believe it, it'll feel like it more and more. And you'll experience it more and more. Nobody likes me. Bible said if you decree a thing, it'll be that way to you. Nobody likes me. Nobody. Nobody will be faithful to me. Everybody's against. Nobody likes me at work. Nobody will help me. I never get a good deal. You couldn't threaten me with a bat and make me say that. I believe in the power of my words. And I know if I said it, it'd happen against me. Faith even calls those things that be not as though they were. Even when it's going bad, you want to change it. So you call it different. So if people act like they don't like you and they don't want to be around you, tell me what the spirit of faith sounds like. I am a likable guy. I have friends all over the place. I make friends so easy. Right? I get along with everybody. You need to say it when people are over in the other corner of the room. Nobody comes over to your side. But if you sit there and you cry and you feel sorry, and of course another thing, you reap what you sow. You want to sow being a good friend. You want to sow being faithful. So there's something to reap. He said, everything is against me. It's all against me. Genesis 45, 26, at the end, when they came back and Joseph had been revealed to them, they said, Joseph is alive. And he's governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob got up and danced. And he said, glory to God. No, you live like this for years and you become so pessimistic. You don't have the spirit of faith, you have the spirit of fear. You don't have the spirit of victory, you have the spirit of defeat. Jacob's heart fainted. Because why? He didn't believe them. They're all standing there saying, we saw him. We've just been there. He sent us back. He told us this. He don't believe him. And his heart fainted. And they told him all the words of Joseph, which he has said. And when he saw the wagons, which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob, their father, revived only when he saw the wagons walking by sight. Israel said, it's enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I'll go see him before I die. Bit of a whiner. Genesis 47, when he brought him in front of Pharaoh, Joseph brought in Jacob, their father, and he set him before Pharaoh, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Pharaoh said to Jacob, how old are you? Jacob said to Pharaoh, the days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have the days of the years of my life been. I'm only 130.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. God who gives me